circle showed hints of gates for east and west roads. I became entangled in the puzzle of why they should exist, of what sort of tangle that would make of the face of the plain. If there was only one gate from outside and only one destination to be sought, the stones, the pillars, of course. The side roads could be used to reach individual stones. Though why anyone would want to do so remained a mystery. It struck me suddenly that I had been in the same place a long time, wandering through the wilderness of my own thoughts. I sat up. I looked around wildly. "Where is Narayan Singh?" I demanded. I was alone except for Tide. There was no evidence the circle had been visited by anyone else. Where was all the trash?
"You woke up," Tide said.
People really sound stupid when they're caught off guard and state the obvious. "Where is everybody?"
"You wouldn't wake up. They left without you."
Which meant, without him.
"The Liberator said he would collect you on the way back."
He seemed troubled.
I don't blame him. I'm troubled. Help me up here. My knees were wobbly. That didn't last, though. "Food?" I croaked. Walking the ghost world alone was less demanding than doing it with smoke. But still it drained me.
"They took everything. Almost. I was able to steal a small amount."
His small amount was actually a fair amount by Yuan Bao standards. Those people thrived on 2 grains of rice and a rotten fish head a day. He said,
"They were generous with water."
He held up 2 canteens, explained,
"It rained while you were sleeping."
"What?" I muttered around a mouthful. When? I had not been conscious of the weather where I was.
"It rained. The water seemed to run into the circle and pool here, without harming the protective barriers."
"Will we wait here?"
He sounded hopeful. "No. I need to see the captain right away." Tide grunted one of his expressive grunts. He found me lacking in wisdom. We too could cover ground faster than the gang up ahead. After a couple hours, we could make out a small group in the distance. I asked, "What the hell are they doing?" Tide's eyes were better than mine.
"They appear to be handing things from man to man."
They were indeed. We saw that when we got closer. One man stood astride something. He accepted an unhappy goat from a man nearer us on the road and passed it to a man beyond him. That goat appeared to be the last thing needing to be passed over. The man on our side hopped across while the fellow on the far side helped the man standing astraddle. I hollered and waved. Somebody hollered and waved back, but nobody waited up. "Fucker is big," I said, meaning the fortress. Now we were close, it seemed to swell with every step. It was built of a blackish basaltic stone, darker than the surrounding plain. It was in a bad state of repair. It wasn't immune to the earthquakes. Tide grunted. He was nervous again. That's why they were crossing. It was a crack in the plain. It extended both directions as far as I could see. Nowhere did it appear to be very wide, though it was narrowest where our guys had crossed. It was about 3 feet wide there. They had even taken the carts and wagons over. Farther away, part of the fortress wall had collapsed and poured into the gap. The stone looked freshly fallen, so I presumed this was the collapse we had witnessed. There were a couple of older falls evident, too. At a guess,